Just Another Magic Podcast is brought to you today by MTGMadness.com and by MTGO bot MotoMark. That's Moto underscore Mark. Be sure to check them out and let them know that we sent you. And now, on with the show.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game!
Hello again, and welcome to Just Another Magic Podcast, episode 53. I am Jason, one of your hosts.
Hi, Jason.
Excuse me.
And I am Greystone.
All right, I think we need to get our audience in order. They seem to be a bit disorderly today, laughing at our intros. So let's hold up the cheering sign, and we'll get them to cheer.
And big applause.
Thank
Come
you.
On. Where is it?
Thank you, folks. All right, good. Got our applause in there. Thank you. So welcome to episode 53 of Just Another Magic Podcast. We are here, as always, to talk about nothing. But we have our two sponsors, mtgmadness.com and Moto underscore Mart on MTGO. So big shout out to them for sponsoring the show. And this week we are going to talk about the pre-release.
Yay!
Which went well for all of us. I think I did the worst out of everyone.
I think I kind of did the best.
Yeah, what did you open in your prize packs?
Out of all my prize packs, I ended up...
Oh, no, no, no. What was the big prize pack?
Oh, my big prize pack was Foil God Pack. That was the big prize I got. And as soon as I opened it, I shipped it right away to the store owner. He was a good friend of mine, so.
My store owner would have given me $5 for it.
Your store owner.
Hey, Rob.
His store owner's cheap. We've been over that.
Oh, yes. Hi. I know you're not listening.
And then when you go to your next F&M, he's going to be like, I'm cheap, you bastard, right? No? I don't know.
Oh, no. No,
you know who,
someone will call you on it. You know who will call you on it? The little dude.
Oh, yes. Yes. He will call me on it. I helped a guy at my pre-release, little kid. Him and his father were there. They said they were going to listen. So, hey, shout out to you guys. I think the son's name was Ethan. Really nice kid, really nice father. So shout out to you guys. I helped him build his deck, and he, I think, 2-1.
Congrats!
2-1 drop, and the last pre-release, he didn't win a single game, so.
What colors did you end up going?
We were both green-white, which was nice.
Color did you pick to start with?
I picked white. I don't remember what he picked.
Same here.
See, I went white both times, and I'm gonna say right now, Sigil Starfish was insane.
Actually, really? I saw a game where someone, scryed away their sigiled starfish off of the sigiled starfish. They activated the ability and it was griptided in response. So yeah, shout out to Ethan and his father. They were nice people.
I'm eating an Olive Garden. It's delicious.
And I told them, that I'd give them a shout out and listen, so yeah. Nice people.
How old was that kid?
I think he was 9, his father said.
Really? Okay, so same age as mine.
Yes.
Yeah. My actually played, he did a red-white deck.
With no help from you.
With no help from me. And he did pretty well. He landed 10th of 14. Hey, that's better than, some other people did.
Okay, so yeah, who wants to go first on their pre-release story? No one?
I don't know. David, how was your pre-release story? Or are you still busy eating Olive Garden?
Dude, I'm loving this Olive Garden. But yes, no, I ended up going blue. I ended up driving an hour away to my local store. I used to live in Illinois. I moved to Wisconsin, so I still keep in contact to my local store. Not that, it's pretty far away, but not too terribly far, but go down there, and there is, like, everybody's in white, everybody's in blue, or, no, everybody's in white, they're all in green, red, and stuff like that. There's nobody in blue. Actually, there's a name, but it's crossed all the way out in blue. So there's nobody in blue, and I'm like, you know what? Sure, I'll go blue. So, as I'm doing this, I actually have my deck still together. I'm going through it, and I'm like, okay, cool, you know, that's fine. I'll be the only one in blue, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, man, this deck is so bad. It's, like, extremely bad, because...
So how about you go over what your deck was?
Okay, my deck, let's see.
And what was your favorite card again?
Sigil Starfish. Starfish. Sigil Starfish was insane for me.
Why? Why Sigil Starfish?
I didn't get one in my second pre-release. You know what? Scrying away lands is really good when you get land flooded.
Yeah, but it's a 2-drop that taps to scry. I've actually argued with several... I actually have argued with several people about this because, you know, I argue with anyone. But
yeah, but it's a 0-3 and there is no 3-kill spell in...
Okay.
Or 3-red kill spell.
Yes there is. Lightning Strike. Come on.
Okay, I guess.
Lightning Strike, bash a creature in Magma Jet. It's a 1-for-1. The card is terrible, and it's not even a 1-for-1, because in the late game it does absolutely nothing. It just gets pummeled by anything.
Okay, so, you know the card Pinned to Earth, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I ended up pulling 3 of them in this pool. So I'm like, oh man, this is so terrible. Like, the pool is so bad. 2 Godhunter Octopuses. Yeah.
Dirtle.
Like, Farika's Chosen, Vaporkin... It was so bad. So I'm like, okay, and Athassa's Devourer.
Yeah, that Pinned to the Earth, someone used it against me, and it was complete garbage. He put it on my Centaur Battlemaster.
Well,
and spoiler alert, I had the Centaur Lord, so I just piled an enchantment on it and bashed in.
Well, I ended up getting Perplexing Chimera, so that was pretty good. And then another thing, I ended up getting Athassa's Devourer, which was... by far the best win card I could possibly eat over my, the pre-release promo you got for blue. So I'm sitting there, cause, Thassa's Devourer is 5-drop. It's a 2/6 with Constellation. If anything, the enchantment or that, or him, or the enchantment would enter, target player puts the top 2 cards. So I ran all my Pin to Earth. I ran every enchantment I could possibly find. So like, my Nimbus Naiad, I ran Return Centaur, and I just ran, all that Perplexing Chimera, and I just milled people out the entire time, the entire day. I went 301 to split top to get 8 packs. Because most people don't split where we, my shop, they go payout by record, 4-0, 4-0, 3-0-1, depending on how many rounds.
You want to know what I got for going 3-1?
What'd you get?
3 packs.
That seems about right.
Not really.
That seems pretty bad.
Yeah, and then I think 4-0 got 7 packs.
How many people?
38.
Wow. See, ours was 14, and first place, 14 packs? Yeah. 14 people, 14 packs.
Yeah, they do a pack to everybody, so even that guy in last place gets a pack, which is stupid. And then David's store is awesome and gives him free drafts.
Yep, next week I get... Oh, by the way, they're not doing any normal drafts. For the free drafts, they're doing triple Journey to the Next drafts.
Oh, that sounds super fun. I thought you were going to say triple Innistrad.
So I get 2 free drafts to go down. My store is Extreme Games. It's in Illinois. It's very good if you ever come up there.
But don't order from them online. Order from MTG Madness.
Yeah. But,
it sounds like a great store. If I'm ever out there, I will definitely go in.
But, yes,
and probably tell you I'm there, so you'll stay away.
Huh?
And probably tell you I am there, so you'll stay away.
Usually, I only go down, like, once every great while, but...
Okay. So, anything else from your pre-release? Because I actually still have my deck together and sitting next to me.
Yeah, I ended up going blue my second sealed as well. And I didn't get a Sigil Starfish, but I did get some amazing stuff.
So
I ended up pulling Kyranos Amidomi in the same one, and I didn't even play him.
Wow.
The deck ran Precinct Chimera, another Thassa's Devourer, Dreadbringer Lampids, Cruel Feeding, Whitewater Naiads, which is really good. Dakara Mystics, Hour of Need, amazing. Oh, Battle Thaumaturge did amazing for me.
By the way, that thing with fleets, what is that, fleet spell, is absolutely insane.
Which one?
What is it, Summon the Fleet or whatever, the white spell that puts a bunch of soldier tokens into play?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that combined with the Battle Thaumaturge is just sickening.
Actually, that card, in my experience, has been completely terrible because the creatures have to attack you, you can just block them.
See, I loved it because it's like...
It will turn
my
the...
opponent attack... Okay, go ahead.
No, go.
My opponent attacked me with a bunch of flyers, so I'm like, okay, that's cool. I'm sitting at like 12 mana, and I have Battle Thaumaturge out. So I go, okay, cool. He attacks, I go, okay, before we move to... After attackers are declared, before we move to blockers, Hour of Need, targeting all my creatures, which was 6. And Hour of Need is 3 mana, instant, strive for a white, 1 in blue for each target beyond it, but it only costed me blue. So, and it says, exile all the target creatures and put 4/4 flying sphinxes into play. So, as I did that, he was like, no, you can't do that. I'm like, yes, I can.
Wait. What card?
Because I had to pay 2.
What card were you thinking of? I thought you were talking about the rare instant with strive that makes all of your which when your creatures attack gives you 1/1s.
No, that was the one I meant. That's the one I meant.
Yeah, that one is terrible. Absolute garbage.
That one, combined with the Thaumaturge, you target all your creatures for free.
It's not great, but the card is not good, and I say this for one reason and one reason only. It does not bring you back from a game you're already losing. And on a stalled board state, it does nothing, so it's only good when you're ahead. Because if, like, one of my opponents had it, and he cast it both games, and I was just, sure, I can't block your flyers anyway, so I'll just let you have your one heroic trigger for 7 mana and block your 1/1s. And it did absolutely nothing. So you're in the best case scenario mentality.
Yeah. Oh, well. Keep going, David.
Yes, keep going.
Okay, so I ended up making all my guys 4/4 flyers and completely dominated his board. And I had, like, 2 4/4 flyers left over and proceeded to beat him down with, it was the 1/1 can't be blocked and the 2 4/4s and 1 when he was at, like, 36 life. And I milled somebody with Dakara Mystic. I was pretty excited.
That's pretty awesome. That's not something you see every day.
Oh, that's a land? Well, mine's a land. How many cards are in your library? 5? Okay, I'll play an enchantment and then Dakara Mystic. Go. Oh, I win.
That card is so terrible, but...
It worked out. And I said it. I was telling everybody, like, if I win, it's gonna be by pure luck, because this is just a pile of cards. It's not even a good pile, it just decided to work.
Yep.
For once.
That's funny. Alright. So I 3-1'd, with a green-white deck. I chose the white pack. I did not get any insane bombs, but I got a solid deck, so my rares were Temple of Triumph, the Dawnbringer Charioteers promo, Faded Intervention, Ferris Band Warchief, and that's it for rares that I actually played. So I was going on a 3-rare deck and then a Scryland. So the rest of my deck, it was 10 Forest Six Plains, I believe. Excoriate, Eagle of the Watch, God's Willing, Ajani's Presence, which is the Strive spell with Indestructible, which is actually insane. Harvest Guard Alcieds, that's the 3 mana with Constellation to prevent all damage that we dealt to target creature this turn. Dawnbringer Charioteers, as I said. Full Pine Goliath, Goldenhide Ox, which is nuts. 2 Centaur Battlemasters, obviously nuts. Nessian Asp, Nylea's Emissary, Setessan Oathsworn, Nessian Courser, Goldenhide, the Tower Archer that Greystone loves, Leafcrown Dryad, Agent of Horizons, Fade into Antiquity, and Ferris Band Warchief, which gives, for 4 mana Vigilance Trample, gives other centaurs +1/+1 Vigilance and Trample. With a 4 centaur deck and with 2 Battlemasters with a lot of heroic spells, it's pretty insane. And finally, Reprisal, which is probably one of the best cards in the format. So the deck was good. Even when it didn't curve out, which it didn't curve out often, it was still fine and sealed. In draft, it would have been a terrible deck. So 3-1, I didn't drop a game in the matches I won, and I lost two games in a row to none other than Elspeth. Yeah. Everyone hates Elspeth.
Even the audience agrees with me.
Yes, they did agree with you.
You know what? Some guy played Kiora on me last round, and I ended up beating him. He didn't get off with the emblem, but Triton Shore, the 1-1 unblockable, you know what? It worked.
Yeah.
He couldn't get above it. He couldn't kill it.
So, shout out to Jordan. I know you're not listening, but really, you always get nuts pools at pre-releases.
Nut pools, OP.
Yep, indeed.
Unless you're like me and you just get a pile and somehow make it work.
Oh no, he's a fine player. He just gets really good pools. And he also had the 5-5 for 3.
We had a guy get God of Iros, Mogius God, and Heliod. All within the same pool, and he went 0-2.
Really?
Oh, yeah. 0-2? Really?
Yep.
Did he just, like, what the hell?
He played all three of them. It was, like, the best, his deck was, like, on point, best synergy I've ever seen in a deck. It didn't work for him for some reason.
That's just, wow.
Yep.
Like, he even pulled a Stormbreath Dragon to go along with all of it, and it still didn't work.
Oh. I'm guessing he probably just got screwed in variance, because... That sounds way too good to not.
Well, his deck could have been bad because he was playing three colors.
He only splashed black for Mogus.
Interesting.
He had two Opaline, the Opaline 3-drop. He had a Traveler's Amulet in the deck, and just red-white, all there, spells and all. Two Lightning Strikes, Magma Spray, a Magma Jet, the 2-drop double fabled hero, his rare, he started out white, he had his promo, and he just went nuts. Like, his deck literally had the best synergy I've ever seen, and he went 0-2. He just wouldn't work for him, he said.
Oh, I just checked Twitter, and Magic Online Zero Ticket Entry Test events are coming back. Anyway, Greystone, talk about your pre-release while I research this.
Please do.
Yeah, well, my pre-release went much better than I did before, but I've done my rants about how I've always come in third. Well, I didn't come in third this time. Quite happy about that. I chose white because the Charioteers are just broken. They are absolutely fantastic. And what was my first... Oh, sorry, my other journey pack was... What was it? It was Athreos. So I went white-black, and my first match was against another white-black deck, and I killed her 2-0. Then I went against a Rakdos deck, took that down 2-1. Then I went up against a Rug deck, took that down 2-0. And in the last match, I took down another Rakdos deck 2-0 to take out, or to win... pretty much the whole thing. And I walked away with 14 packs.
Not bad. And you pulled a Karanos in one of them.
I pulled a Karanos. I pulled an Iroha. I have two Dictate of Erebos. I have two Twin Flame. But, yeah, no, it was great. Go over my deck list quick. Dawnbringer Charioteers, Nyxborn Shieldmate, two Eagle of the Watch. That card
is
amazing.
That's a really good one.
Lagona Band Trailblazer. I remember you guys saying that this was crap. Turn one Lagona, turn two Ordeal of Erebos is just so much fun.
Well, what if you don't have the turn two Ordeal?
Then it's an 0-4 the roadblock on the ground.
And was Yoke Docks playable?
This has heroic. It's playable. After that, I have Aegis of the Gods. Then I had Sky Spear Cavalry, a second Lagona, Oppressive Rays, a God's Willing, a Banishing Light, Divine Verdict, Mortal Obstinacy, Asphyxiate, Ordeal of Erebos, Baleful Eidolon, Disciple of Phoenix. I picked up a Gary. Spiteful Return, Farika's Chosen, Blood Toll Harpy, Blood Crazed Hoplite, and of course, Athreos. And it just proceeded to decimate everything.
That
couldn't
does seem like a pretty
it.
Good deck.
I only had one game loss on the day. And now just because I can, I opened up all the packs last night. I let my son open up the first one and he pulled Karanos. What did I get in, So Iroha, Keranos, harnessed by force, prophetic flame speaker, two dictates, a doomwake, two Setessan, Hall of Triumph, the battlefield thaumaturge, another Dawnbringer, deicide, silence the believers, two twin flame, another Aegis of the gods, bearer of the heavens, which my son got the bearer of the heavens, a forged stoker dragon, and spawn of Phyraxis all out at the same time.
That's interesting. I got two of the bearer of the heavens. He seems cool.
I was arguing with someone at the thing about how they were saying that this is crap, but there's that black uncommon that you can exile a creature from your graveyard and get an XX zombie, where X is the power and toughness. So, Bear of the Heavens could be good if you did something like that, maybe Jund Reanimator.
Yeah,
Jund,
I mean,
Dredge.
Well, it doesn't, not even that, you just reanimate it with, what's it called?
What, the whip?
No, the five drop, Rescue from the Underworld. You sack it to rescue. It gets reanimated.
Oh, yeah. I also had a Colossus of Akros. In my pool, I had an Ashiok, but I just couldn't fit him in. Arbiterly Ideal, Curse of the Swine, a Hydra Broodmaster. My son got a Foil Courser Accrufix.
That's awesome.
A Fleece Mainline and an Underworld Cerberus. So I think I walked out pretty well.
Yeah, not bad.
Especially that 4-0 victory to beat my third place curse.
Yeah, I have a ninth place curse in events with top eights, which is why I don't play premier events on Magic Online. And because our buddy likes to play them. Your buddy, not mine.
Which buddy?
Your buddy. Dan's buddy.
My buddy. Oh, Dan's buddy.
Dan's buddy.
Oh, that buddy.
That buddy.
Hey, that buddy.
Anti-shout-out to you.
So yeah, now that we've got our pre-release stories out, what is everyone's impression of this set?
I like it. But I like everything, so.
Okay, let's get the opinion that is going to hate everything. What does he think of it?
This is awesome.
Really?
Yes.
Hallelujah!
This is awesome.
Hallelujah!
You just heard me say it. Journey into Nyx is awesome. I'm really, really excited to draft it online. I don't think it can save Theros, but I think Triple Journey is going to be a super fun draft format. I think that the sealed format is going to be super insane because now there's actual powerful cards in the format.
But Triple Journey ain't being... Well,
it'll be out there. It'll be out there for the release event, so for about a month you can draft Triple Journey. It's going to be super fun. I recommend you all do it. David, you'll have to tell me if that's true. I think the sealed format is going to be awesome, and I think draft is still going to be terrible, but I will be willing to give it a shot, and standard is still going to be garbage. So, 3 out of 5 formats are getting better, but Journey into Nyx looks really fun, and I guess playing in paper refreshed my views on Magic a bit.
Yeah, you got to get that paper view in, because the human interaction compared to sitting across from a bunch of ones and zeros does make a difference.
Oh, most certainly. Yeah, I mean, I really miss trading. I traded a Hero's Downfall for a Lifebane zombie, which was awesome.
You got the downfall?
I got the zombie.
GG. Hey, it ain't as better as what I told you Thursday. Mine was still much better of a trade for Thursday Night Magic.
Yeah, that's pretty insane.
Kid opens up a Hero's Downfall, and he goes, I don't need this. Does anybody want it? Nobody said anything, and I was like, you know what? I'll give you an Anger of the Gods for it. He goes, okay, I want it.
Oh, so you scammed a kid?
So,
David! David! You scammed a kid!
So why not do it?
No! No, you don't! No!
And he was like, you know what, whatever.
David, you're trying to talk us out of it. No. David, you don't scam kids. I don't mind scamming adults, but not kids.
How am I scamming when he's older than me? I'm 25. How do you think I'm scamming? Please let me know this.
You said he was a kid.
I call everybody a kid.
Okay, so what am I, a baby, if you call everyone a kid?
You're a kid.
Yeah, okay, so I'm a kid.
Compared to us, you're a kid.
Greystone, is he a kid?
I'd say he's a kid. you're over 30, you're an adult.
He is, so.
Yeah, then, yeah. He's an adult.
Okay, so anyone under 30 is a kid.
In my eyes, he's a kid.
But you're under 30, so you're a kid.
I'm a kid. I'm a kid.
Yeah.
So that's why you don't take responsibility for how terrible you draft.
I'm a kid at heart. Does not bother me one bit.
Oh, also, in my prize packs, all three of them, I got an Atheros, whatever that card is called.
That
so,
thing?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I was so wrong in our set review, or spoiler review. That thing is absolutely sickening. In my final match where, first place, I managed to get it. Both games turned three drop, and it was, like, just game over after that.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, card is solid. It's like Elspeth. It just wins the game. But, that said, depends on board presence. Anyway, I guess we're not going to debate that. So, David has a new modern deck.
I do.
No, before that, we are Magic Online announcement. There are going to be 0-ticket test events where you get a Demigod of Revenge promo, and there will be prizes, but they're going to be randomly booting players in the middle of the event, so who knows if you'll actually get it. But you will get your Demigod of Revenge promo. Link to that's going to be in the show notes. It came from Worth today, like 3 hours ago. I'm disappointed in Worth, but, you know, nothing new. All right, on to Modern.
So, hold on, say that again? We're getting 0-entry events?
Premier events for a temporary period of time. We don't have announcements on that yet, when it is.
Premier
I just
events.
Read it to you. Premier, yes. The PEs that they took down?
Yeah.
They want them to be really big like the mocks, so they're going to try to get...
Oh, so they're going to give us free admission, but I'm going to get prizes or nothing.
No, there will be prizes, and you get a Demigod of Revenge promo just for playing. But
that, not bad.
And they're going to boot people randomly, though. So, yeah, it says in the article, in addition to giving promo cards to all who participate, note that these will be true tests, and therefore this will result in some people purposefully getting removed from the events, clock timers being manipulated for some and all players, and other things like that. Players affected this way will not be compensated beyond their participation prizes. So, yeah.
Well, they're just handing out a promo card.
Well,
hey, that's time. That's lunch. Are we done?
That's not the lunch bell. You have modern deck to talk about.
Yeah, I know.
And I have to order pizza.
A good buddy of mine. He streams a lot. You guys may know him, Travis Wu.
Channel
Fireball.
I mentioned him in my MTG Finance video that published today.
Oh, nice.
And I said that he makes a lot of unplayable decks. So anti shout out to Travis Wu. Well, speculators actually don't mind him, but anti-shout out to him.
Well, okay, but he's a good buddy of mine. He was working on a deck. He's traveling right now for basketball and everything, so he's been working on a deck, and I was like, okay, cool. He sent it to me, and it was a three-color with a splash of green. It's two-color with a splash green. For a deck. It's an enchantment deck. It runs Sigil of the Empty Thrones. But the key point of the deck is to turn all your opponent's lands into islands and then choke them to death. So you run.
Okay, so,
claims.
We have a disclaimer. We do not, endorse choking people to death.
Yeah, no, we don't.
So you didn't get the idea here.
Yes.
Okay, I try to make a joke, and
I know.
The audience didn't even laugh. It was terrible. It was terrible.
Because you're terrible. You can't tell jokes. Now, I can't say it. It's still PG-13. Kids do watch this event.
Yes, we're having a 9-year-old listen.
I would say it for you, though, Jason. Just because it's you, I would do it, but you know what?
Throw it anyway,
so I'm not going to do it.
Throw it in chat. I'm curious now. They can hear you typing it.
Yeah.
Sorry, kids. He's typing it. Jeopardy music?
But yes. But yes. It's something else, so it's okay. I thought you would laugh. It ain't like my other rants when, it was me, you, and some other person. We ranted for an hour.
Sam Rolfe, and yes, I still have those two clips that were cut from the show, and I've sent them to...
I even have Dan's rant saved.
Yeah, I sent the ones cut from the show last week to a bunch of people. Because they're at that point where, no, they can't be on the show, but I don't care if they get out. So I sent them to a few people, and they loved it.
Nice.
They were amusing.
Yeah, they were great. Dan listened to them. Our the owner of Motomart, our sponsor, really liked them, too.
Yep, bacon, the best. So I have one question. If you get, okay, if you're playing Momir Basic,
and you get a choke on
Borgamos the Enraged, do you just start pitching land?
It depends on the board state. Are you playing right now?
Yes.
How about you talk about your modern deck?
I'm always playing Magic.
I know.
Even during the podcast, I always play Magic. I do this from 9 o'clock in the morning to about 10 or 11.
David has less of a life than me. That's sad.
Yeah, but I also have a lot more money in Moto than you. And regular paper Magic.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but still.
Oh, you know what, though? I picked up something very special to my heart for Cube.
Oh, what'd you get? What'd you add now?
I traded up my power, and a good buddy of mine is going to English. He's a huge time vintage fit player up here. I play vintage with him all the time. He had a sick fetish for turning things into Japanese cards.
David, please.
Hold on, you just said sick fetish in Japanese. In the
Okay, he has,
See, we were just talking about that card last week with Dan. Now you have to bring it up again?
Yes.
The black one? Remember that one?
No.
Oh, God. we are not bringing tentacles into this. No, this is a no-tentacle episode.
Dude, it's always about tentacles.
Oh.
Tentacles of corruption.
Thank you for bringing it back to Magic before we alienated our audience.
Okay, so, but he likes to turn his cards, his English cards, into Japanese cards. Like, he actually sends them in to get them altered. So, something happened to him to where he's now switching to English cards. So he was downgrading. So I go, what do you need? He's like, well, I still have all these. So I'm looking through them, and I'm like, you know what? If you upgrade my stuff, I will give you all mine and then start paying you little by little. He's like, yeah, you know, we're good buddies. He's like, sure, that's fine. So I have sitting to the left of me in my cube a complete printed Japanese set of the Power 9.
Oh, my God.
And believe me, it looks purtiful.
Purtiful?
Purtiful.
Purtiful. Is that a numerica word?
Yes, yep. It is.
Purtiful, okay.
Yep, and I also got Japanese Scalding Tarns from them, all the fetches.
Are true cards?
These are actual legit cards that he actually sent to get them altered. Japanese. Like, calligraphy and everything.
To
Japanese language, everything.
Interesting. I'm wondering how he managed that one. Like, there's no English on it whatsoever?
There's no English on them whatsoever. It's all Japanese, the entire thing.
And you've done all the tests?
Yeah, Ben test. He's legit. It's painted on. So it's like, they're real. It's there. It's legal through a level 5 judge. I actually had it tested. So, yes.
Okay.
I would be skeptical.
I would be skeptical, but if you say it's legit, it's legit.
Oh, it's all legit. It's pretty full. It's purtiful.
Purtiful.
It is. It's very. And you know what? And I'm helping him out still in any way I can, even though I'm going through a rough time. So, yeah.
See? Quality person for you.
Yeah. He's the man.
I don't know about that, but he's a nice person. So people should have some respect for him. Well, no, we're just saying him in general. It might not be you.
No, people should have more respect for him than they do for us.
Yeah, that's true. We're just...
Remember, David hasn't pissed anyone off yet.
Hey, Mark Iverson, how you doing, buddy?
Ah, yeah, bastard.
No one on the show gets that.
Okay,
this guy came into his chat.
First,
Okay, hold on. First of all, I will give him the benefit of the doubt. A good buddy of mine I used to play Magic with, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt as of right now. A good buddy of mine, who I played Magic with, him and his girlfriend just lost their entire house and everything in it, including their cat, to a huge fire.
Oh,
isn't there homeowners insurance?
He had over $20,000 in Magic in his house at the time, like everything, and he has no place to stay right now. So, if you guys would like to help out any way you can, we have a donation page to help him get back. Our goal is $10,000, and if you need to, you can email me at dvo3000@gmail.com, and I will link you to where you could help donate.
Actually,
to help him.
Do you want me to throw that in the show notes?
I would be honored if you would do that.
Sure, send me that link, and maybe we can hook him up with something from the show. Maybe we can get in. Maybe we can bribe people to listen to us. yeah, we'll see what we can do. So definitely,
no.
Alright, so yeah, check that out. Link is in the show notes. Yeah, maybe he will stop saying he stole cards.
He's the one that started it, so that's why I said I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
But yes, I am supporting this. I've donated close to $200 myself so far.
Is it like Kickstarter? Do you get like a free deck box if you donate $200?
It's just helping somebody out from the Magic community, and I think it just needs to happen.
Yeah, I mean, the Magic community itself is a really good community in all seriousness. I don't know if anyone remembers there was a Texas store that had a fire, and everyone donated $50 or $60 to the store. And the store is back on its feet now.
Congrats.
That link does not work.
Really?
Womp womp.
Oh, I can just eliminate the source and see if that works.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Now it works. It was on the source Facebook that didn't
work. We have $125 raised. I actually gave it to him when I was down there. I gave him $200 to help and pay for the hotel that they were staying in, so, but yes.
Oh, this isn't Mark Iverson. This is Ryan.
No, this is a buddy of mine whose name is Ryan.
Oh, okay, so it's not Mark Iverson. I thought this was.
It is not.
Okay. So, yeah.
I'm not that hateful. Even if it was Mark Iverson, me and him have a bad history, apparently. I have no idea, but I'd still help donate as much as I could.
David stole cards.
I have no idea how that happened, but okay.
Yeah.
But, yes.
I will actually tweet this right now.
Thank you so much. I'm pretty sure they will greatly appreciate it, so...
Alright, so yeah, and that is tweeted, so I do not have to bookmark the page. Alright, so Modern, finally. We've rambled enough.
I already said about Modern. I already told him my deck.
And Greystone, have any comments on that?
Play Boggles.
Play Boggles. I am actually doing much better with Boggles since I did my upgrades. Let me bring more of,
thanks to our sponsor, Motomart.
Yes, thank you, Motomart. You are going to make my dream of kicking some real butt with Boggles. Like what? I was down, what was my lowest point? I think my lowest point was a 55.
Oh, I don't know where I got 47 from.
No, I don't think I was ever that low. I think my lowest point was 55, but I've since been able to add in that I've got, I dropped Unflinching Courage, put in Spirit Mantles, I finally got all my Temple Gardens, and I put in my Leyline of Sanctities, and, oh, by the way, David, Stirring Wilds, you were right, completely OP.
No, David's wrong and bad at this.
No, they are incredibly overpowered. I also managed to add in Stony Silences and Path to Exiles, and I've gone up to a 61% rate, 61.6.
Interesting.
Over, what am I at? I'm at 73 matches.
Congratulations.
I'm quite happy with it, especially the fact that I don't have the Daybreaks yet. But I will get
those. Those are a big one. Those are what, 2019, somewhere around there?
I'm not on right now to check Motomart. Goldfish is
Motomart only sells Modern Masters and Standard. So.
You'll have to send me the link to Moto Mart. They sound interesting.
Yes, Moto _ Mart. It's just a MTGO bot. There's no website associated with it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Coronets, according to Goldfish, are currently at 15.5, or 15.6.
Nice, nice.
So, yeah, let's find the wiki.
Yeah, wiki is gonna get you a better deal than, traders. And
if it's
standard, I'm quite serious, Moto Mart does do usually a bit better than GoatBots does, so.
Cheapest Coronet right now is $15.05.
That's pretty terrible.
And then it goes to $15.10.
They jumped.
Oh, they plummeted. They were at like 22 for a period of time.
Really? I picked mine up for cheaper than that. Long time.
Well, yeah, a long time ago they were, what, 7?
Well, they were down to,
yeah,
like,
that's
10.
When I picked mine up.
Yeah, well, you were first on the train to Boggles, and then you dragged me into it. Thanks. And then you dragged Greystone into it. He'll probably give you an honest
thanks. I was already Boggles. When I got onto MTGO, Pauper Hexproof was my first deck. So, I was already into Boggles.
Oh, interesting. Why are they calling, Black-White Tokens Dead Guy Ale?
Because they're running Immortal Servitude with Zach the Necromancer and, what is it, Aetheros. And
that's called Dead Guy Ale?
That's the new thing for it, yeah.
There's no gift or anything in here. This is just Black-White.
It's Black-White Tokens. There should be a gifts package in the board. Interesting. It's 6-0 to Modern Premier. That's why I was looking at it. Mono Black Control is taking control of the Pauper meta, probably because it's free, and our friend of the show, Sam Rolfe, won.
Ooh, it's gone up by $5.
Yeah, I actually have almost all of the deck.
What went up? Chittering Rats went back up.
And I already own them. Thank God. Oh no, I don't! Such a dagger. That's all I'm missing. That and 2 Kumbai Witches. That's really unfortunate.
Oh, Kumbai Witches spiked again.
What are they at?
According to this, 2.3.
Interesting.
Is Popper coming back?
No.
No.
Okay.
So, we're talking about...
I could sell all my stuff.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Pestilence is like $1 a playset now.
I still have my 4 Dark Rituals I'm holding on to.
Those are legacy viable, so hold on to them until at least after Vintage Masters hits.
Yeah.
About Vintage Masters, you'll be able to buy packs at $6.99 for a week, and that's it.
For a week? And then what's the draft rate on it?
3 packs and 2 tickets.
What are they paying out in?
Vintage Masters.
8-4 or?
8-4s and 4-3-2-2s.
No Swiss.
Maybe Swiss, I don't know.
Well, that's very interesting. When does Vintage Masters hit? Is it like a month?
June, it hits in June.
When in June? Oh my god, David, stop.
I'm super excited about it.
We couldn't tell. We had no idea.
Yeah, we had no idea. You sound like you're pissing your pants right now, David. Oh. Me, the one who never says anything he has to cut.
What, pissing?
Yeah, I try to keep it clean.
You're gonna censor yourself on the word pissing.
Shut up.
Well, wait, hold on. We do have a 9-year-old listening now.
Yes, urinating in his pants, or having a pleasurable moment in his pants.
Because that's something completely
different.
That is something
Jason,
completely
why
different.
Why are you
Jason.
Saying this?
See,
first you bring up tentacles, and now you're bringing up
a 5-year-old having a very pleasurable time in his pants. What is this?
No, you, not a 5-year-old, you.
You said a 5-year-old, and I was or a
9-year-old.
Kid.
He's listening to the show. You're the one that's having fun in your pants watching Vintage Masters. Oh, I said it again.
I linked it.
Oh, you are on a roll.
I'm on a roll.
And June 13th through 16th is a pre-release.
Alright, so Vintage Masters hype. Try not to get as excited as David does. I'm kind of worried for him.
I won't be able to afford any of it, so you
you will.
Okay, what are they going to print in Vintage Masters that I'm going to want to put in my burn deck?
They are going to print Black Lotus.
Mox Ruby.
Which is actually shit. Oh, crap in burn.
Time Twister.
Time Twister, yep. Get your volcanics, I'm sure they're in the set. When do spoilers start? It doesn't say on this article.
It does. I don't know yet. Probably closer to the set, but $6.99, and each pack contains the following: 10 commons, 3 uncommons, 1 rare or mythic rare, and 1 premium foil card. Any rarity, including the extremely rare premium foil power 9 or 1 power 9 card. So you actually have 2 chances to get, or 3 chances to get a power 9 card, either on the rare mythic side, premium foil, or just the power 9 card itself.
David, let's make a bet, alright?
Well, I get a foil Black Lotus, then the first 3 drafts, done.
I'll finance guy here. You think you know a lot about finance.
No,
this is a crapshoot, okay? This is a crapshoot. What is Black Lotus going to cost by the end of the drafts of Vintage Masters on Magic Online? Because this is a complete crapshoot, so you might be right, I might be wrong. What's a Black Lotus going to cost?
I can't speculate on it. They've been trying to take away Vintage for a very long time in paper and turn it to online, but it's taken them a very long time to do it. So
Greystone?
So it's going to top out 150 at the end of the draft and only go up from there.
I'm looking
at
20.
It's going to sit comfortably at 90.
It's going to be between 20 and 50 during the draft, and then I think only go up.
No, it'll be way higher than that.
Who's buying Black Lotuses? Who's playing Vintage Online?
I will play Vintage Online all day.
No. The only people who are...
You're talking right now. You are talking right now who is playing Vintage compared to when this comes out and everybody's going to be on it.
Okay, so no.
Everybody's going to have access to it. The supply and demand is going to be
Magic Online
null and void because people are going to charge as much as they can for it because they know
I agree with you on that. But the market is going to be flooded with these things. There will be supply and demand issues. I think the first week of the drafts, it's going to be absolute misery. You're going to be probably shelling out 150 to 200 for your Lotus, but then it will drop back down because there's so much supply and nobody's going to play Vintage. I mean, the only people who play Vintage now are Well, either you're rich, you suck at all other formats, or you're a Magic Online grinder and just want to throw money at something that seems fun. So I don't. Yeah, except you lose money on drafts.
Except I pull money on drafts, Jason. If you haven't forgotten,
yeah,
I have done.
He's got that horseshoe stuck up
his mouth.
Boom boom.
Let me hear you say heyo.
Okay,
hey-o.
We're crossing out that sign that said 3 episodes since Greystone sung. That's back to 0.
Yes.
No, I will ring the. Oh, you don't mind the bell. We have to find something that I do that annoys you.
It's the wrong song. It's boom boom pow. I'm pulling something like style. I'm pulling Lotuses like style. I don't know.
All right, so David and Greystone, you can sing for a moment.
No, I ain't singing. I suck at singing.
At this point, I don't know. Maybe I will fund David to do my drafts for me.
I wouldn't do that because he is a terrible player.
No, but he's a good drafter. But he gets the picks. He gets all the good stuff.
I have 25 Faragax Giants on Magic Online right now.
Okay.
And I have, so we're saying that's probably like 20 or so Born of the Gods drafts. I probably did 20 or so Theros drafts. I have not seen an Elspeth. I have not seen any gods except a Heliod and a Phoenix.
I've
not seen a Stormbreath Dragon. Okay. What?
I was going to say one thing.
Yes?
I had Jason on Skype call with me. We were doing Time Spiral.
Oh my god, no.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to pull a Tarmogoyf. And sure enough, Jason, what did I pull? What did I pull, Jason?
A Tarmogoyf.
Oh, boom.
And immediately started screaming and freaking out, and I'm pretty sure he almost clicked the wrong card.
Mm-mm. No way.
I opened a Revelation on stream once, like, right when RTR came out, and I was in a screaming fit because I was new to Modo, I was terrible at Magic. Well, as if I'm not still.
Oh my god, I got the good card!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was back when RTR came out. That was, what, 2 years ago? A year, Year and three quarters. So yeah, oh, I still had a high voice, so it was really bad.
Okay, so it's not like, oh my god, it's more like, hey my god, I got speakers! Mama, I got speakers!
David, I'm holding up a finger right now.
Don't point that finger at me, mister. Use the other one.
No! Holding up two fingers right now. You happy?
That means something completely different.
Yep, read between the lines, Jason. Read between the lines.
I'm now holding up three fingers to the side. So you
hold
can
on.
Read between the hold lines.
So what, east side? No, west side. Stay off the east side.
Stay off the grass, please. Get off my lawn.
Oh, now you're an old man.
Yeah, now I'm an old man.
Okay, you guys read Skype, because I just wrote that. It's equivalent to three fingers, so it's a joke.
Yeah, well, that's why I said I was holding up two fingers.
We're going to have fun editing this one.
No, we're leaving it in. We didn't say anything wrong. David said a lot, but...
I didn't say anything.
I'm just holding up fingers here.
Your boss might like to rant some more, so I don't know.
I'm just holding up fingers, and only two of them.
You know what? I typed it, I didn't say it. Be glad I didn't say it, so...
Yeah, if you had said that, we would have to...
You'd have to cut it.
We would have to put, like, David on probation.
Yeah. We'd have to act like the super censor.
I'm on, like, maybe once every month.
Send him to the government. They'll super censor him.
Oh, God, I hate the super censor. I mean, come on, frogging Ashpole? Frogging Ashpole.
Did you know Torpedo is not a name you can insert into a Pokemon game because they block the word pedo?
That sounds awesome.
So you cannot name your character Torpedo because apparently it's pedo.
You know what?
I actually know a guy named... Never mind, I will type it.
No, just stop while you're ahead.
Yeah.
Actually, they put it as one word. You can actually, I have a Teddy Ursa with a P space and then Ito bear at the end, and it works.
Oh, this is not right.
It's under God.
Yes, obviously.
It's not under our faith and or something, and then it's like, whatever.
Well, I'm sure the Muslims want to change it to under Allah.
That's probably, they can say whatever they want.
Yeah, exactly.
Under God, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 100% correct. I mean, even if you are Muslim, Allah is God, right?
Allah is God. Buddha is
Buddha
bad, bald-headed man.
Is
technically God, I guess.
Yeah.
He eats a lot, but yes, Buddha is God.
Yeah.
Your favorite guy is streaming, Jason.
Straussticles?
MJ.
Oh. You got me excited. I was going to turn on Strauss. You disappoint
me.
I like MJ. That doesn't mean I watch him much. So, yeah. And then, I mean, well, I'm not going to divulge into a rant about atheists.
Please
don't.
You know what? I watched a good movie, and it made me want to go to church, and I'm an atheist, so...
I'm agnostic. I really don't care. What was the movie? That one you said?
God Is Not Dead.
Yeah, that came out?
That is, yes.
Oh.
It was out in theaters. It is
I'll have to check it out, because
movie.
I wanted to check that out. Yeah, that's where the kid goes around, tries to prove God still exists.
Yes, it was so good. But it's not magic related, so we can't really talk about it. I'll talk to you off stream about it.
Yeah, sure. After I eat pizza, because I'm very hungry and have to get fat.
That's right, you're like a little skinny dude.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Oh boy.
Okay, this is, you wanna get
question.
Fat, this is what you do.
We've had three tweets at me. We have three tweets at me. They don't have insurance?
They didn't have renter's insurance, but they didn't have renter's insurance, but they did have like house insurance stuff, but it's not enough to pay for a house.
So, how do you want me to respond to those two?
I don't know. They can tweet them at, they can send me emails.
Alright, I will tell them to email you if they're concerned.
Yep.
All right, so is that it for the show?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? I thought we could still rant some more, but... Okay.
About what?
I have no idea. About how skinny you are and that you need to eat, okay?
I went
here,
to a buffet this weekend
fat,
and I ate. Okay.
Take it from a person who eats constantly. This is how you get fat. Do you like birds?
So that and you sit at home playing magic for 16 hours a day.
Yeah, but see...
Yeah, that'll do it.
196.
No, of course you're not fat. You eat Olive Garden. I mean, all that salad?
I don't eat salad.
Well, no, when you go to Olive Garden, you just get the breadsticks. You don't get the salad. The salad is not good
for
you.
No, dude, if you go to Olive Garden, you get pasta fagioli. That shit.
David? Again?
What? Sorry, that stuff is insane.
Thank you.
Insane in the membrane. But no, you get pasta fagioli. It's really good. It's Italian chili.
So, yeah. But I mean, Dan's suggestion last week was to drink 7 beers after each dinner, which,
well,
yeah,
you can't.
Yeah.
Do you like burgers?
Yeah, sure, I love burgers.
Okay, where's the best burger, where's the closest best burger place you can get?
McDonald's.
The Works.
That's terrible.
No, the
you
Works.
You find a good...
Look up The Works.
Yeah, look.
The Works has
get
like
McDonald's
35...
Get McDonald's out of your mind. That's not gonna get you fat.
No, McDonald's is crap.
You want a good burger, go find a mom and pop's burger joint. And you go there, like even a Dog and Suds would be fine. Go there, say you want a bacon cheeseburger with extra bacon, extra cheese. And you do this for, say, a week. Eat one a week. Guarantee you'll get about 5 pounds on you. You can even up it and you can go get a double bacon cheese.
But I don't like cheese, so that doesn't help.
Well, then just substitute the cheese for more bacon. There you go. Done.
All right.
It's perfect.
I'm
like this morning, you know what? I took the girlfriend out for breakfast this morning. You want to know what I had? I had a Wisconsin cheese omelet. It has 3 cheeses in it. And I had bacon and ham put on the inside. White toast, hash browns. Done. Huh? You're fatty.
Right.
I know you're fatty.
Here, check out that link.
All right.
You want burgers? Come to Canada.
I don't think I want to.
That's how we do burgers.
I'm 1/4 Canadian, and that worries me.
This is how we do burgers.
I'm Irish. I drink a lot.
That's how
you
do burgers.
Left field treating
you.
Wow.
That is the best burger joint I've ever.
That is a way to get fat quickly.
Yeah. And I don't know, you guys are...
Oh my god, that looks insanely good.
Don't they?
That's like bacon, corn... Oh,
yeah.
My mouth's watering.
Okay.
Actually, we have a place up here, kind of like your home hardware. Hold on, there's a place up here called Canadian Tire. You guys haven't heard of it?
No.
Okay, it's like your home hardware, except for every X amount of dollars you spend, you get Canadian Tire money. It's like... 1 cent on the dollar or whatever. But they actually have a burger that you can pay for entirely with this money.
Interesting.
It's that's grilled pineapple rings, sweet and spicy sauce, and brie cheese. It's really
very
good.
Interesting.
So,
oh my
yeah.
god. Hold on, I'm looking at the burger, the gourmet burgers, and I'm just like, the dead ringer. Smoked brisket, smoky barbecue sauce, jack cheese, and an onion ring. Mm.
Yep. Oh, there's so much here, and it is so good. So, yeah, whatever burger you were talking about, come here. I can walk 40 minutes to this place.
You know what? That looks good, too. The full Monty, Far Eyes gravy cheese curds on a burger. Okay, I need to stop, or I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't condone eating these burgers.
No.
It looks so good, like the Beverly Hills lawsuit. Egg, baby spinach, Havarti cheese and bacon. Oh, man.
Big Ben Plus, Montreal smoked meat, sauerkraut, and Swiss.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The Jamaican jerk spices, sweet green chili, jack cheese, and tomato.
Oh, or the Malibu meltdown, a giant onion ring,
that.
The beach house Havarti, Gouda, and brie.
Oh my god, best thing ever. I would eat this porkgasm, chipotle ketchup,
porkgasm,
Havarti, and bacon. Not enough bacon, but I would still eat it.
Yeah, there's a lot on here. A lot.
Okay, I need a nap.
Yeah, we need to close this down so David can focus, because we're a magic podcast.
Uncle Buck, cheddar cheese, fresh garlic, some garlic sauce. This is why I don't watch the food show.
Oh.
I hate watching food shows because I get hungry and then I want to go eat. And you know what? I don't want to get fat. I don't want to be like Jason. Who's trying to get there. I don't want to get there. If it was my life goal to become big and healthy, I guess we'll say that, big and healthy, I wouldn't eat McDonald's. I don't even eat a salad.
Actually, I was down in Jersey this past week.
Oh, God.
I actually,
you were near me.
I
That's
hit,
scary.
I know. we went on the way down. We were driving. It's a nice 8-hour drive. And we got to an Arby's. And compared to the Arby's that we have up in Canada, like, holy hell, yours were bigger. Like, real roast beef. None of this crappy artificial crap. Like, this thing was absolutely huge. I can understand why there's supposedly this giant epidemic. And you're small. Your small pops are like our mediums up here. I don't understand.
I love how you say
great value.
Because everybody else says it's like, oh my god, it's soda or a Coke. No, I grew up in the North. It's called a pop.
It's called a pop.
See how great America is?
Yeah. You go to any other state, it's called like a soda or a Coke or a cola.
Oh, and on the,
can I get a liter of cola?
On the way back, we hit a Red Robin's, and I swear, every person that was there working was under 18.
Oh.
Nobody got the joke I just made. It's so
no,
sad.
But that food is awesome. I mean, that place is awesome because they have unlimited fries, right?
Yeah
the unlimited fries, so it's pretty good.
Except they give you like five at a time.
You want a good place to eat, go to TGI Fridays and get their ribs. Their Jack Daniel's
sauce. My local one actually just closed down.
Yeah, their Jack Daniel's sauce is really good. But I can't believe, have you guys ever seen Super Troopers?
No. I'm sorry, I have enough wasted brain cells already.
Okay, I hope your boss has seen it, because Liter of Cola is part of the joke I just gave, and I can't believe you guys have not seen it.
Nope, I have not seen it.
Just like, how many times can you say meow in a conversation without somebody noticing? That's always fun.
What?
I am actually going to try that today.
Do it during magic. Just say, I'm in my turn, meow.
Oh my god, with Theros Block, there are enough cats that whenever you play a cat or you attack with a cat, you just say meow. You can
do
it.
You don't just say meow, you go meow.
Meow.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Okay, we're getting off track here.
Actually,
no, because we got back to magic away from murder.
People really get upset at me that I play with when I say pass turn at the end of my turn, and they get really upset because I'm not saying I pass my turn or pass the turn. I mean, do you have to be using a complete sentence to pass the turn?
I don't even go, I usually use end turn, but lately I've been going move to discard stuff, and if they go yes, they've already passed priority to where they can't do anything at the end of turn.
See, I just ask, are you done?
If you say move to discard step, if they don't have, if they say okay, and you go okay, go, they can't do anything. Cause you already initiated that you are going to discard step, that they can't do anything at the end of turn. That's after
you can shorten it. You just go cleanup step. So you just go cleanup and just one word with the upwards inflection of the voice and you've got your question. They say yes, then you're good.
Yep, you can say move to cleanup step as well. It's just another step. Discard step is part of the cleanup step. It's just something there.
Yeah. See, personally, I just say, are you done? And they say yes. And I say, okay. Jason doesn't play enough paper to give us enough tips on that.
Oh,
yeah,
I was on mute.
Or he's gone to the bathroom and we're all alone.
No, I was on mute trying to talk.
Did you leave yourself on mute again?
Yeah, I was trying to talk. So yeah, the good news.
He does that a lot.
I did the Adrian Sullivan thing.
That's the dirt part of him.
I did the Adrian Sullivan part of thing.
Dude, I did that Thursday, and yeah. I put so much, the card thing where you turn all your cards upside down, that puts so many people on tilt, it's insane. What are you doing? That's not how you play. That's how I play.
Oh, do you play lands in front too?
Lands in front, creatures in back, flipped upside down towards your opponent so they can read them.
Yeah.
I did it because somebody never seen it. And I was like, this is how they, well, originally that's how you had to play.
Yeah, lands in front was the original way you played.
Yeah, it was in beta. And that's how you originally played. So I did it to a friend, and he got so on tilt that he just quit. He conceded the games, both games to me. That's how bad he was, mad he was. He's like, that's not how you play. Yes, it is.
I did it at the pre-release to the Elspeth guy, and I think I got him on tilt a bit.
Did he ask what you're doing?
No, he didn't, but he had that look in his eyes like I'm an idiot.
You ever had somebody flip a table on you?
No, have you?
Yes.
Alright, rant about
you want to hear this story? The guy was being a complete jerk, so I was like, okay, he said I was playing too slow. I was like, oh, I'm playing too slow, right? Okay. So I beat him game one. I ended up beating him game one. And I was like, oh, I'm playing too slow. So this is when I first started playing Magic Online and everything. So I'm like, oh, okay. That's cool. This is in paper, though. I go, okay, that's cool. Sideboard in, takes 2 minutes. Deciding what to take out, put in. That's fine. That's not stalling. Game two starts. He goes first. He goes end turn. I was like, okay, untap. Any responses? No. Upkeep. Any responses? No. Okay. Draw step. Do you have any effects? No. Main phase. Land. Do you have any effects? Because I was doing every check that is legal in standard to check for off of the rules, the Magic Online rules, or off of the Magic rules personally. He got so on tilt that he was like, he called the judge over and complained, and the judge said, he's not doing anything wrong. So, he got so pissed that he literally picked up a huge wooden table and flipped all, like, I wasn't even the only one. There was 3 other people on the table. He flipped everybody's cards on the ground and everything.
Did he leave the store? Everywhere.
He got banned from the store.
But did he leave that time so that the guy didn't?
He got kicked out of the store, yes.
Nice.
He got kicked out of the store, and the owner had the cops called on him and everything like that for damaging property. He ended up having to pay, bought the table and had to, pay some fines or whatever. Yeah.
Nice. So shout out to that guy.
Yeah, oh, it was fun.
Ask him if Brennan can go and learn lessons on how to flip tables.
It was funny though. I mean, I haven't done it in a while, but you know what? I'm gonna do it Thursday. I'm gonna make somebody flip a table on me.
And then you'll talk about it on the show, right?
Yep, I will too.
What would we do without David?
Be a better show?
I was just gonna say, have a better show!
I'm just saying, be a better show. I don't know. I think I bring some spice to the show whenever I'm on, but that's about it.
Yeah, we worry if we have you on too much, people will start to notice that it's not a good thing.
Yeah, that's fine. I have insights, but nope, I made 2 seasons on MTGO, so I'm pretty happy.
I made 3, I believe.
Did you get the Force of Will one?
No.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe I can get 13 QPs tonight?
Probably not. Flashback draft is Shattermore and Eventide, which are loot garbage.
Yeah, my buddy did a few of whatever the current flashback is.
Yeah, Lorwyn.
Lorwyn, yeah.
Yep, I did it too.
But he didn't do too well at it.
I think, what did I pull for Lorwyn? I don't remember. I know I pulled 1 good card, and that was it. I don't remember what it is. I'm about to look right now.
I have no clue.
It wasn't Cryptic, it was in Morningtide.
Bitter Blossom? You'd remember that.
Scapeshift.
Oh, okay. Scapeshift is what, 17?
Foil 17, it was like $18. And then I pulled a Doran.
Nice.
That was always... Oh, and a Gaddak Teague, but yeah.
Teague is too. Alright, well, I think we should end the show. So thank you to our live studio audience.
And we will see you next week. This podcast was recorded in front of a live Twitch TV audience and is hosted on MTGCast and MTGOstrat.com.